I started school in Southern Africa, in what was then Southern Rhodesia, in the town of what was then Salisbury. We lived in the very last house in town, and across the street from our house was an area called the bush. That is, it wasn't jungle, there were very few trees, but it was very tall grass, and there were snakes in the grass, and sometimes those snakes would cross that last street that separated us from the bush, and they would come and rest on our veranda.
Oh, wow.
And I remember this one time when a gigantic python, green python, had gotten onto our veranda, and my dad, always a cool head and a World War I German army hero with an Iron Cross, killed the snake, you know, and that, but that was the very last house. And I got to think about that from school. And the reason I note the last housedness of it all is that I had to walk all through town to get to the school. England was at war with Germany. Well, Southern Rhodesia at that time was still a protectorate of England, so everybody spoke English, and they didn't just speak English the way Americans speak English, they spoke very British English, you know, So I went to this school, and I had this German accent, and the kids quickly discovered that I was German, and they knew we were at war with Germany, and so they would beat me up after school. And when the teacher found out about this, and I had a long way to go home, she let me out early, which I like to think of as the original Project Head Start, where she'd give me this time and then I could start running. And I was in good shape those days. I could really run.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get beat up anymore. And after a while, the kids learned that, you know, I was really not part of the enemy.
Yeah.
So things got better. But that is where I learned how to read and write and began arithmetic. And so my first year of school was really in Salisbury, Southern Rhodesia then.